Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season. It was an ugly game in every way, shape, and form. Obviously, it leads with Tua getting injured and out with the rib injury and did not return. And for those of you that think that Jacoby Brissett is going to bail you out of anything, that's not going to happen. And the one concern that I do have right now is, how long is Tua going to be out? See, I'm not going to go to the extreme like a lot of you out there, where you're going to go overreacting and say, oh, the season's over and Flo sucks and Greer can't find any talent and the offensive line is terrible. And, you know, it's one game. It's one game, and in one game, I'm not going to overreact when there's 15 more to go after that. You know, the problem is, and we talk a lot about this on the show, there's micro and macro, right? And people just live in the moment, and then they react. You lost. It goes on the board as a loss. You're 1-1. Doesn't mean that you're going to keep losing all your games from here on out. Now, when I look at this team, there's a lot of things. Look, in 2020, last year, the Dolphins opened up by losing to New England and then losing to the Bills. The games they split this year, they lost both. Then they went 10-4 after that. Okay, so they started 0-2 last year, and they go 10-4 after that. Now, again, the caveat is, how long will Tua be out? Is the question. We're going to hear from the coach in a few minutes when he takes the podium, and we'll find. Now, I know the coach is just going to say day to day, because that's what he says about all injuries. But again, for those of you that are going to overreact after one game, the Bills, don't be surprised. I mean, listen, the Bills are a team that is looked at as the one that could challenge the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. So let's not be surprised that you saw a really good team out there on the field today. And Miami, while the offense was terrible, the defense was also terrible at the beginning. And it was one of those games where it was kind of weird, because after those first two touchdowns, the Dolphins did everything right in order to get back into that game, and then they kept shooting themselves in the foot. They easily could have scored more points, and obviously Parker dropping the touchdown, Albert Wilson with the drop, Jakeem Grant with the drop, all the things that could possibly happen to you, and you kept shooting yourself in the foot. Waddle with a fumble on the return. Jakeem Grant, by the way, injures an ankle, doesn't come back, so that puts Waddle out there a full-time basis as a returner and in the rain. The kid fumbled twice on that play. Not once, twice on that play. Everything that could possibly happen and go wrong for Miami, that's exactly what happened in this game. Everything went wrong. It was just ugly. And look, I get it. People are going to overreact. People are going to say the season's over, which is ridiculous. Remember, in 2019, this team lost their first 5 games by a combined 163-26. They lost their 4 games, I'm sorry. The first 7 games they lost by a combined score of 238-77. And then after went 5-4 and beat New England in New England when they needed that game badly. So Miami has shown you they can be resilient under Flo many, many times. Now, again, the caveat is, how long is Tua out? We don't know how serious the rib injury is. We don't know how long he's going to be out. All the Dolphins reported was that he's out with the rib injury. They didn't say anything else about it. So we'll find out how serious this rib injury is and how long it keeps him out. If it's a fracture, if it's a hairline fracture, if it's 1 or 2 breaks, I don't know. I have no idea.